20.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our customers. Dan says, I can attest to their quality customer service and their commitment to delivering an unmatched customer experience. I have personally purchased my last 10 vehicles from Miracle Motor Mart, and if my extended family is included, that number jumps up to over 28. Sincerely, Daniel Horgan, Mayor of Akron, Ohio. Miracle Motor Mart, where we treat everybody like the mayor.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
And welcome back to Jim McCann Stadium here on the campus of Westerville North. 17-0 DeSales leads Beechcroft at halftime. Regional semifinal action. Randy Reinhardt. I'm joined now by the outstanding principal at St. Francis DeSales, Dan Gehrig. And coach, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Randy. Thanks for having us once again.
When was the last time you saw a free kick and a field goal like that?
I believe it was, it was right before the half. I'm trying to think if it was Ryan Peterson who kicked it for us, but it was about a 54-yarder. In fact, the young man who just kicked that one tied the school record this year on a live kick. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of fitting that Dominic was able to do that as well.
Actually, the first one I ever saw was Tom Dempsey with the New Orleans Saints. Everybody knows him for the long field goal. But a couple of times he had some field goals like that after free kicks, and I'll never forget that.
I was playing for the New Orleans Saints. I'll be darned. I thought that was only a role in high school, so they did it in the NFL, too. I'll be darned.
Well, a lot of great things going on for DeSales right now as we talk about not only the football prowess on the field, but so many great things going on. You guys have a fall play coming up that features one of my all-time favorite movies, 12 Angry Jurors, correct? Tell us about that.
That's correct. Lori Arnett, our artistic director at St. Francis DeSales High School, her cast and crew are getting ready to put the performance on. They actually had tech Saturday today. They're going to have their dress rehearsal Wednesday night. And so the first performance will be next Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And then they have one matinee on Saturday at 3. But you're right, 12 Angry Jurors as opposed to 12 Angry Men. We have some females in the cast as well, but I sat in and watched a little bit after school. I think they're going to do a great job with it.
One of the best movies of all time set in one room, just with those jurors. I can see you cast as the role of Lee J. Cobb, perhaps, or Ed Begley in that.
I'll take that. But no, it's one of my favorite as well as a social studies guy. Yeah. Just so many different things that you can show your kids through that film.
So many dynamics in that, so many great actors, so many Oscars as well, too, from the cast of that movie. So that is a great play, 12 Angry Jurors, and it takes place again when?
The actual first performance opening night will be Friday evening at 7 o'clock. And then once again on Sunday afternoon at 3, a matinee. Tickets can be purchased from the school. Simply call the school at 614-267-7808. We'd be happy to put tickets aside for whoever would like to attend.
I know you have your annual food drive as well, too, with St. Stephen's Community House. Can you touch on that?
Absolutely. We are very blessed to partner with them. And actually, our canned food drive, which we've done for many, many years, we also actually partner and give some of our proceeds to the St. James the Less Food Pantry as well. Our students had the opportunity to hear an outstanding presentation from St. Stephen's last Monday, and our first turn-in will actually be this coming Monday. And so we're very much looking forward to it. The nice thing about the sales is we try to throw a little bit of competition in everything that we do. This is no different. So our family homerooms will be competing against one another. For the right to get to the Final Four Tug on Hunger, which will be a tug of war at our winter sports assembly. And that's something that the kids get really excited about. And the winner of that little mini bracket will go against the faculty team.
I think you should combine that with 12 angry jurors at the same time.
That would be outstanding. And unfortunately, last year our faculty did not fare so well because Darius Mullins, who's on the defensive line, was on the student team, so we didn't have much of a chance.
At 320 pounds. Chapel renovations, are they underway yet, or where does that stand?
Through the kindness of our benefactors, essentially what we're doing, we're looking to recarpet our chapel, and then we also have replaced our chairs. Our chairs will now have Millers on them because, as I think I mentioned earlier in the fall, we've started Eucharistic adoration. So it's nice to be able to have Millers. So not only during our Friday morning masses, we can know at the appropriate time during the liturgy, but we can also do that for adoration.
Dan, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We look to be laying the carpet the very end of this month, and the chairs are on order, and they should arrive at any point. So we're really excited about what that will do to that very special place.
Talking with Dan Garrick, the principal at St. Francis de Sales, why the dedication from you to St. Francis de Sales? Teacher, outstanding coach, principal. We had Beth Hill on last night at Newark Catholic. You know, she was even an outstanding athlete as well there. Why such a dedication for you to St. Francis de Sales?
Well, first of all, I have tremendous respect for Beth Hill. My wife is a Newark Catholic graduate, so she definitely loves Beth as well. But no question, I would say it's just the sense of community that exists in our schools. There are so many people that I'm blessed to consider a colleague at our fellow schools, whether it's a Beth Hill at Newark Catholic, a Mike Winters at Bishop Hartley, Chris Campbell at Watterson. The list goes on and on. Celine Seaman, Joe Lane at Reedy. I mean, these are people that really have given their life to Catholic education because we believe what it's all about. And so I feel very blessed and honored. I have a sideline seat, if you will, to see some remarkable things happen on a daily basis with our kids, and it's largely due to the dedication of our faculty.
And finally, if people want more information about DeSales, is there a website they can go to, or phone number, or another person they can talk to if they need some guidance?
Absolutely. The website for our school is fsdstallions.org. You can find out all you need to know there. But I would also recommend that if it's a family interested in perhaps pursuing it as a possibility for their child, contact Julie Barber in our enrollment office, 614-267-7808.
There's a guy that's been following you for the last few minutes. Who is this guy?
This is my son, Noah. And he's definitely my right-hand man. He's an eighth grader over at St. Matthias, but he and several of his buddies actually walk across the parking lot every day and take honors geometry at our place. So he's looking forward to being a Stallion next year.
And he's pretty happy, I guess, because the Fighting Irish were able to bounce back today.
Yeah, he's a big Fighting Irish fan, and we sort of like those special commemorative uniforms today.
Congratulations on everything, Dan Garrick. You do a great job. Thank you for joining us here at halftime.
Thank you, and I'd like to thank St. Gabriel Radio for all that you do for the young people in the Diocese of Columbus. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Dan Garrick, the principal at St. Francis de Sales, joining us here at halftime. 17-0, Stallions ruling things right now. Regional semifinal action in Division 3, Region 11. We'll take a break on the other side. Ryan Baker has scores from the games tonight. games last night. Who knows? Maybe he'll make up some scores for tomorrow night as well, too. Plus, he'll have Todd Bell on with a review of what happened for Ohio Dominican. But Ryan is at the center of everything at AM 820. He'll be back to join you in just a moment. But first, we'll remind you, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
17-0 DeSales leads Beechcroft at the half of our second CCL football game of the week here on AM 820. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820 for you. And let's go ahead and let you know what's going on with the rest of Divisions 3, 5, and 7 here in the state and regional semifinal weekend. Night 2 of the regional semifinals, of course, 1, 2, 4, and 6 played last night, and we'll tell you how the teams in the area fared here coming up in just a couple minutes. But let's start with the action tonight. DeSales, if they win this contest, will play the winner of Hamilton Township and Bexley next week. That one at the half. Hamilton Township leads the Lions 13-10. Patrick Robinson has two touchdown passes for the Rangers. Michael Feligal with a touchdown run for Bexley in that one. The other local matchup in the area, and it is also at the half, it's in Division 7. Danville and Harvest Prep are tied at 14 tonight. Let's go around the state now and get you caught up on all of the action. We'll start in Division 3, Region 9. Akron East has a 14-10 lead over New Philadelphia. Akron St. Vincent St. Mary's leads Archbishop Hoban 7-0, the last score we've gotten in that one. Toledo Central Catholic, the team that was ranked just ahead of DeSales in the final state polls of the year, has a 28-7 lead over University School. Sandusky just kicked a field goal. They retake the lead over Lexington 12-10. This one has been back and forth all night long. In Region 12, St. Mary's has a 31-10 lead over Franklin. Franklin, the number one seed. St. Mary's, the number four seed in Region 12. And Trotwood Madison all over New Richmond tonight. 41-3 is the score in that one. Let's shift it over to Division 5 now in Region 17. LeBray has a 6-0 lead over Garfield. Canton Central Catholic leads Black River 10-0. In Region 18, Norwayne has a 21-7 lead over Swanton. And the three seed, Milan Edison, 21-7, they lead Eastwood. In Region 19, Wheelersburg is up on Nelsonville York 21-0. and Coshocton has a 10-7 lead over Garraway. Region 20, where a lot of people say the two best teams are, Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy cruising over Milton Union tonight. 39-7 is the score in that one. And maybe a little bit of a shocker, Greenview got out to a 17-0 lead on Coldwater, but the Cavaliers coming back in that one now. It is 17-14, Greenview with the lead. In Division 7, Norwalk St. Paul has a 10-0 lead over Monroeville. JFK leads Mogador 9-3. In Region 26, McComb has a 21-0 lead over Hicksville. No score on the Arlington Crestview that we have here to report on for you. Region 27, of course, Harvest Prep Danville, the winner of that one, will take on the winner of Waterford and Trimble. Waterford has a 9-0 lead in that game. In Region 28, another one that's been back and forth, Fort Recovery has a 21-14 lead over Covington. And Minster hammering Upper Scioto Valley tonight, 41-0 the score in that one. So we'll get you updated there on the scores in the state tonight. Last night, it was a big night for some of the nights, some of the teams in Central Ohio. Of course, right here on AM 820, congratulations to Newark Catholic. What a game it was. They knock off Reedy 20-14 in overtime. Just an exciting game. Great season for the Silver Knights comes to a close. Losses to four great teams on the season in Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy, Whitehall, Hartley, and then Newark Catholic last night. Newark Catholic moving on next Friday night in the Region 23 finale. They will take on Fort Fry. Fort Fry beat Barnesville last night, 40-19. And then, of course, Hartley moving on to the Region 14, Division 4 Region 14 finale next week, 44-7. They knock off Port Clinton. Marquette Dixon with another huge game in the playoffs as he rushes for four touchdowns last night. They will take on Ottawa Glandorf next Friday night, 33-28. They beat Indian Lake, and of course you can hear that one right here on AM 820 beginning at 7:15 with the pregame, and as we found out earlier, that game will be played in Bell Fountain on Friday. Other teams in the area last night in Division 1 Region 2, Olentangy Liberty is moving on. They beat Medina 45-27. However, the season comes to an end for Dublin Jerome as they fall to Lorraine 30-14. Dublin Kaufman, their season in Region 3 also over. They fall to the one seed Huber Heights Wayne 52-10. In the second battle of Pickerington this year, Central prevails 38-24. Central got out to a big early lead, but North came back, and in the end, Central just too much. The Tigers moving on to face Wayne next week. In Division 2, Region 7, Franklin Heights' magical season comes to an end. They fall to Massillon Perry 66-28. Great season, though, for the Falcons in New Albany. They are moving on. They knock off Dublin Scioto 31-7, the final score last night. Also, a great season for Johnstown Monroe comes to an end. They fall for the third straight year in a row to Steubenville, 26-8. So a great, great season for a lot of these teams coming to a close last night. For some of the Central Ohio teams, they will be moving on to regional finals. And again, next week, Hartley battles Ottawa Glandorf. You'll hear it right here on AM 820. Ohio Dominican wrapped up their season today. They had a game against Ashland. And here to tell us all about it is Panthers play-by-play man, Todd Bell.
Ryan, earlier today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers had an opportunity to have a GLIAC South Championship as they took on the Ashland Eagles, but it was not to be today for ODU as they fell to the Ashland Eagles this afternoon by a final score of 34-21. It was a good start for the Panthers. They moved the football on their opening drive of the game all the way inside Ashland territory, but a drive that stalled turned into a possession for the Ashland Eagles, and boy, what a possession it was. They went 19 plays, 70 yards in 9 minutes and 3 seconds, but the Panthers' defense got a stop, and they forced an Aiden Cements 33-yard field goal. And at the end of the first quarter today, the Panthers trailed 3-0. ODU got the football back, marched down the field, and on a fourth down and one play, Joe Hines went 21 yards for the Panthers. The Bonchek kick was good, and with 10:50 to go in the second quarter, the Panthers led 7-3. But right after that, Ashland took over possession and took over control of the game. The Eagles marched four plays, 71 yards, hit a touchdown pass to make it 10-7. They then got the ball right back, went one play, 30 yards, made it 17-7. And then with just 15 seconds to go in the first half, they had a 19-yard touchdown pass play to make it 24-7. And all of a sudden, a very tight game that was going the way of the Panthers was heading back the other direction for the Ashland Eagles. They would go on to close things out. The closest the Panthers would get would be 24-14 with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. But that would be it as Ashland would close out the scoring. They ended up out gaining the Panthers today in total offense, 422 to 289. The ODU defense held Ashland well under its per-season average in terms of both points and yards, but not nearly enough today. And for the Ashland Eagles, their quarterback Travis Tarnowski was 14 to 22 for 227 yards and four touchdowns. And their running back, Vance Settlemyer, was 22 for 142 on the day. For the Panthers, Grant Russell threw for 231 yards and a touchdown. Corey Contini closed out a great sophomore season for him with five catches for 85 yards. So did wide receiver Dar Stanford, 7 for 79, but not nearly enough today. So the Ohio-Dominican Panthers season concludes with a final record of 7-4. They close out play in the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and they will be moving on to the GMAC next year with five other schools from the GLIAC. So things will have a much different look next year. So final score again today, it was Ashland over Ohio Dominican by a final score of 34-21.
Thanks a lot for that, Todd. We enjoyed listening to you and Matt Natale, and of course Brent Ford back here in the studio all season long on Ohio Dominican football. Look forward to hearing you guys again next year. Football still going on tonight, though. 17-0, DeSales leads Beechcroft at the half of our second CCL game of the weekend. Again, football going to continue as long as Hartley and DeSales wins, and it looks like the Stallions are on the way. Can they hold on and make it to the regional final next week? We'll find out coming up next. Second half action on AM 820.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.